Now, the majority of Americans now support the war. But remember, before the war started, the majority said that they did not want this war without the United Nations and all of our allies supporting it. That was where majority opinion was at. But now that the war has started, people were asking me this at the press conference backstage here, why do you think 70% are approving it? Well, they're approving it because it's their kids who are sent over there to die. When the pollster calls up the average working American or the average poor American, they don't want to say anything that's going to put their kid in harm's way. So they're going to answer positively because they want their children or their neighbor's kids to come back alive. That makes perfect sense. It doesn't mean they support this. You can't go out on the streets of Rochester tonight and find people out on the street going, "Oh, I want to kill Saddam and all those Iraqis." There's nobody that feels that way. There's nobody that feels threatened by them. Saddam Hussein did not attack Pearl Harbor. He did not fly planes into the World Trade Center. And the Bush administration has done a fairly good job confusing those issues, September 11th and Saddam Hussein. Saddam Hussein had nothing to do with September 11th.